Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-453 as we launch into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. So far tonight, we had Jacob Hornberger on talking about an alleged military-industrial complex coup in the United States back in the JFK assassination days. And also talked about Hawaii. One of the callers suggested there's quite the revolution going on there, not necessarily an open bloody one, but suggesting that legally there may be the possibility that the Kingdom of Hawaii might come back. It's an interesting theory, and yeah. I'm interested in hearing more as that situation continues to develop. Plus,
you don't hear about new monarchies every day.
Yeah, plus police departments in Maine have paid up a ransom to what's called ransomware, where the hackers, if you will, put together a virus. The virus gets infecting to a computer system. It encrypts the files there and then demands a Bitcoin payment of approximately $400 or $500 worth of Bitcoin. And then we'll unlock the file system on the computers. And law enforcement agencies have been ponying up on this. Hundreds of dollars. SciFace called in to say that these hackers may be making millions of dollars off of this scheme because it just hits anybody who's unwitting. So you can share your thoughts. And also, maybe you're a technologist kind of person. You have some suggestions that are maybe even better than what I basically suggested earlier about making sure that you're very cautious about the emails that with attachments that you open. So,
well, one of the things that concerns me is that the when it comes to security, you don't want to store all your files on the cloud.
No, certainly not.
Leo Laporte from Twit. This Week in Tech suggests that you have 3, 2, 1, and one thing, the one is you have one off-site backup of your files, but I wouldn't put my stuff on the cloud necessarily because then the government, through Google or whomever you're backing up through, Carbonite or whomever, has access to your files.
Well, you could always encrypt them on the cloud if you wanted to. That would give you some layer of security. Well, no. Generally, encryption is not necessarily a one-step process. You have to typically go through some kind of your own process on that. When it comes to encrypting files, there are different methods of file encryption. There are programs that claim to provide encryption, but I wouldn't trust them necessarily, right? So if you have some kind of cloud storage service, let's say Google, and I don't know, I don't even know if Google claims to offer this, but I'd imagine there are some of these cloud services that claim, "Whoa, we'll encrypt your files." Oh, the question is, are they keeping the key on their computers? Because then
that doesn't sound particularly encrypted.
Well, no. They're encrypting the files.
It's encrypted. It's just not safe.
Right. I mean, Ross Ulbricht allegedly had his files encrypted on his computer, but then had the key lying out there in the open.
Yeah.
So,
all he had to do is close his laptop, but.
Well, no, but what happened was, okay, so Mark, what you're talking about is Ross Ulbricht, the guy who was the founder of the Silk Road. He's maybe going to prison for the rest of his life. The sentencing is coming up in May, Silk Road being the most infamous underground marketplace. So he had different levels of encryption on his laptop. There was this sort of system-wide encryption,
mm-hmm.
And that was what would have engaged had he had the time to close his laptop. The system-wide encryption would have engaged. It would have been then very, very difficult for the government to get in, okay? But he, because that was open, they then had access to whatever files were on that laptop that they themselves were not encrypted. So he could have had and did have an encrypted file within that file system, right? So the file system was encrypted,
right?
But that was decrypted when his laptop was open. And within that, he had another file that was like super secret stuff. The super secret file that he had there was the information about his cohorts, the scanned documents, the driver's license scans that identified the people with whom he had hired to perform tasks on the Silk Road. And it was that key, the key to that file that he just had on his laptop.
Mm.
So ultimately, he left the key out in the open because the laptop itself was decrypted. So the file that they ultimately got into was encrypted on an encrypted laptop.
So that key should have been on a fob somewhere, which he likely would have had with him when he was doing the work anyway.
There's a chance of that. I mean, there could have been another level of security there that might have kept that information safe. But, you know, again, even some of the people who know their stuff will make mistakes. And all it takes is one mistake for you to have that advantage to be exploited. 855-450, free is the toll-free number. So, again, if you've got better suggestions on how to keep safe online, would love to hear them. I certainly am not the end-all, be-all of that discussion. In other news, and this rings true and close to home for me, Mark, this story from the Countercurrent News. Countercurrentnews.com just came out today. Eighth grader has been charged with a felony for a simple computer prank. A middle school student has been charged with a felony for what he explains was no more than a prank against his teacher. Dominic Green is an eighth grader at Paul R. Smith Middle School. He explains that he only intended to perform the prank on a teacher that he didn't like, but now he's being charged with a cybercrime that carries a felony penalty. The charges came Wednesday after law enforcement claimed that he hacked into his school's secure computer network. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said the charges against Dominic include an offense.
Pasco, Florida?
I'm jumping to a conclusion that I don't know if there are any other Pasco counties out there.
Sure there is.
Dominic Green is his name, although Dominic is spelled D-O-M-A-N-I-K, if you want to look it up. Pasco County Sheriff's Office said the charges against Green include an offense against the computer system and unauthorized access. Sheriff Chris Noko said Green logged onto the school's network back on March 31st without permission. Noko said on Thursday that Green used an administrative-level password to gain access. Well, how did the young man get that password? Once inside, he changed the background image on a teacher's personal computer to one showing two men kissing. And that was it. For this so-called crime, Green is being slapped with a felony. The sheriff said that one of the computers he accessed had encrypted 2014 FCAT questions. That's some Florida assessment test.
Yeah.
Stored on it, but the sheriff and the school agree that Green never viewed nor tampered with those files. So why was it even mentioned? Well, to make Green's prank seem more nefarious than it was, says CountercurrentNews.com. Even though some might say this was just a teenage prank, who knows what this teenager might have done? Noko justified. We'll come back with this here in a moment. There's more to the story, and I'll tell you how it relates, because I've been there. Let's go first to Gene, listening in Detroit. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Gene.
Last week, maybe Thursday, you guys were talking about the teachers in Atlanta going to jail for helping or for changing the tests' answers on some statewide exams.
Yeah, teachers and administrators. It was almost all the way to the top.
Well, and at the time, I think Ian, you and maybe the others in studio were saying that, you know, kids were being harmed by this. But I would argue that that's assuming that, A, the state curriculum is good, and, B, that the state test is good.
I don't know if I said kids were being harmed.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about this, and I'm trying to see what necessarily the harm is. The harm comes from the government school system in the first place.
Right. I mean, but I'd argue that it might be best for the kids because a lot of the good teachers don't want to teach to the test. They don't want to, you know, do the Common Core curriculum or whatever. They want to teach what's best for the kids sitting in front of them. And that may mean that those kids aren't going to score real well on the statewide exams. And so, you know, I mean, it certainly doesn't say that they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be changing. Obviously, that was fraudulent, but then again, you know, I would say that it's probably not necessarily harmful to kids what they were doing.
No, I totally agree. And if I miscommunicated, then I apologize. But I don't recall saying that it would somehow harm the kids. It would actually be good for the kids because they get higher test scores. So, I mean, I guess you could say that in the long run that they didn't learn the material. But who really cares? Because the government schools, it's just a bunch of memorization, just rote memorization. And I can tell you that didn't stick with me. You know,
well,
I memorized a bunch of stuff and it's gone.
Right, but those statewide exams, as you increase the high stakes nature of them, I mean, teacher pay is tied to it. The schools grade, you know, they grade schools often. That's tied to it. I mean, there's going to be an inclination to change the exams, and quite frankly, the kids don't care what they get on those exams. It doesn't necessarily follow them or anything.
Gene, thanks for your call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Toll free number tonight. You can get on the air just like that. The number here is 855-453. Coming up, more about this eighth grader who got in some hot water with felony charges for a computer prank. Something very, very simple. Something that all kinds of geeky kids have done at their schools, like me. 855-450-FREE. It's free talk.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers! If you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live on this live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He's in eighth grade, Pasco County, presumably Florida, Paul R. Smith Middle School. He's in trouble with a felony charge, at very least maybe more than one. Felony charge for essentially offense against a computer system, an offense against a computer system, and unauthorized access. So he ostensibly got onto a computer network at school, went into a teacher's computer, changed the background on the computer to two men kissing, and was somehow caught right. for it. That's a fine prank for an eighth grader.
Yeah, that's an eighth grade prank.
So Green said from an interview from his home, this is the young man, his name is Dominic Green, saying that, quote, even though some might say this is a teenage, oh wait, no, excuse, that was what the cop said. Green said in an interview from his home that students regularly access the administrative account to and even use school computer cameras to see each other. The faculty and administration were simply clueless about computer security. But none of the students' cyber activities were nefarious, and if anything, this indicates how lax the school was with securing their computers. The school slapped Green with a 3-day suspension for accessing the system, which turned into 10 days after he was arrested and held in the Land O'Lakes, definitely Florida,
yep.
detention center. But far from actually hacking, Green said that passwords were simply the teachers' last names. He learned this by just watching them type the password in. And I guess that technically isn't hacking because he sort of socially engineered them in a way.
Yeah, social engineering, right?
Maybe.
It's a pretty lame way to, what would be the most likely password that these teachers would have onto their network?
Birth date.
Something like that. But obviously they weren't doing that. It didn't take much for these.
Password.
Yeah, the password.
The word love.
Well, no. They had to make it different for each teacher so that they'd know which teacher did what on the network. So the school has to have different passwords for each of them. So birth date, social security, teacher's name.
Yeah.
These certainly make sense. The first four letters of the teacher's name with, the year they were born or something. Some kind of,
right.
You know.
Some system. And if they don't change it, then it's easy to figure out what all of them are based on knowing that system. So he's been charged with a felony for that. He says, quote, I logged out of that computer and logged into a different one, and then I logged into a teacher's computer who I didn't like and tried putting inappropriate pictures onto his computer to annoy him, he explained. His mother, Eileen, said that her son did do something wrong, but she does not agree with a felony charge or an arrest for it.
Ridiculous.
Sheriff says this arrest should come as a warning to other students.
See, this is crap. I hate when they do this. So they're trying to warn other students. Send out a memo. Put a commercial on the television. Go to the school and warn other kids. Do not sentence one kid to make an example to the other kids, because that means you're sentencing him for a crime other than what he did. You're trying to sentence him to send a message.
NOCOs, the sheriff says, if information comes back to us and we get evidence that other kids have done it, they're going to face the same consequences. He concluded, now, I imagine that this felony charge will be reduced to a misdemeanor on a guilty plea from the young man, presuming he does plead guilty in this case, as most
eighth
people
grade,
do.
Hopefully this is lowered to a juvenile, no matter what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, I suspect that's what's going to happen. This is the way the police system works, the so-called justice system, where they
the best thing that can happen to this kid is to never go back to a public school anyway.
I totally agree, where they'll hit people with the most serious-sounding criminal charges, because it's no skin off their back. If the cops want to hit you with a felony charge, even if it's completely illegal, even if you didn't do what that felony charge alleges that you did, well, later on, they can always just come back and say, oh, well, we're going to reduce this to a misdemeanor. And there's no penalty for them. They don't suffer any kind of consequence because they've hit you with the hardest sounding charges right up front. They want to encourage you to take the plea deal. And in this case, he's probably admitted having done this. It sounds like, obviously,
he's talking
to the media. Yeah. That saying he's done these things. So, I mean, they've got him, basically. How they caught him, I'm not sure. I know that when this happened with me, when I was in school, it was probably ninth grade or something like that, ninth or tenth grade, so not too much older than him. and I was literally caught red-handed having logged into the principal's computer remotely from the science classroom.
Oh, this is hilarious.
And he actually had no password on his computer, so when the password prompt came up, I just hit enter and bypassed it and got right into his computer and just started looking around at all of the files on the computer. And the teacher in the science class managed to basically sneak up behind me and observe what I was doing. I was not tipped off by any of my friends that were around.
How'd they get any clue that that's what you were doing?
I don't recall. Okay. You know, I could have admitted it at that time. I don't know.
How did the teacher even think to sneak up behind you and look at what you're doing? Is it just common for them to do this?
This was back in a day, Mark, when not everybody had computers, right? So I was on, like, a class computer, basically, yeah, where there was maybe no more than four.
So he just wanted to see what
computers.
You were doing? Like,
I
to
think
see?
So. It was a woman, and, yeah, she did want to see what I was doing on there. And I don't know, maybe the people around me were acting suspiciously or whatever. I don't recall.
Okay.
It was just, you know, too late. I wasn't informed that I was in any kind of danger, and I got caught red-handed
that
for that
was
one.
That.
So that ended up for me, because this was back in, you know, 1995 or 6 or something like that. So for me, that ended up that I went to the principal's office and I got a referral written up, and I don't remember what the consequence was for that referral, but ultimately I got to give them credit. They actually kind of spun this into something that was positive. And what they did was they had this tech team at the school that was like a, you know, a group of computer geeks that essentially went around and provided technical services for these clueless teachers who had no idea what they were doing. These people couldn't even write an email and didn't know one thing about the internet, you know, the World Wide Web or whatever. And this was back when the internet was a new thing.
Yeah.
And not everybody even had email accounts yet, let alone had experience being online. And so they formed this tech team thing for myself and these other guys who had also probably gotten in trouble for stuff, who knew things technically, and they were capable of helping sort of administer the IT, if you will, of the school. So instead of getting in trouble, they actually said, well, you know, maybe we could use his knowledge for good.
Yeah,
or
that's
something
the best
like that. And so they made that move, and I ended up getting credit, like high school credit, for going to this tech team class. So really, it worked out for the best for me. This poor kid's facing felony charges. I mean,
and here you are helping the school out.
I'd be in prison
if I were in school today. This isn't even hacking on this kid's part, though. I mean, like, he didn't do anything that was that amazing other than seeing that some teacher somewhere used their last name to log in.
Yeah, well, neither did I. I mean, I hit the enter button and got past his password. I mean, I basically took a guess that his password might be blank and tried that and got in.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not really hacking. Maybe it is hacking. Is it brute forcing, if you will? Like, I remember I was at a service merchandise one.
The very fact that this was done in 1995 makes it hacking.
Okay, fair enough.
Something with a computer in 1995 to cause trouble. You're a hexor.
I remember being at Service Merchandise, which was a retailer a long time ago, and they had a computer system or computers on display there, and I managed to just guess their password. I just typed in SMC for Service Merchandise Computers and got in. After trying a few guesses that didn't work, more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
So we were talking about this young man who, it's, I don't know if you can call this zero tolerance, but it certainly seems to be an extension of that. It's not your typical zero tolerance story. Normally, zero tolerance stories are in relation to a student at a government school getting caught with usually a weapon or some facsimile of a weapon. Or maybe making a weapon with his fingers to sort of point at someone and go, pew, pew.
Somebody is scared.
Somebody brings a butter knife to school. I mean, there's all kinds of ridiculous weapon-related zero-tolerance stories. There are drug-related ones where a student will get caught with some aspirin that his parents might have given him or her that results in suspensions and charges and all kinds of ridiculous nonsense. We've had Boy Scouts getting in trouble for having a medical kit with a knife, a blade in it, in their car, in the school parking lot. Just all kinds of just ridiculous stuff. Now, you've got a story where a young man gets into a computer system, he accesses the teacher's computer, leaves a graphic on the background of that computer, changes that graphic, and therefore is now facing a felony charge, according to the website countercurrentnews.com. We'll continue this discussion here in a moment. But Bitcoins, they are I think, priced fairly well right now. The $230 range, last time I looked. You can go and pick some up over at expresscoin.com. Or maybe you want to check out Litecoin or Dogecoin or another coin. They've got a few different others there, from what I understand. Expresscoin.com. But I really focus on Bitcoin personally. That's, to me, the most important of the cryptocurrencies. And that is the way to get your Bitcoins. It's the best way, in my opinion, to do it. They have a very low fee. And, in fact, the fee can be zero if you order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin or one of those other currencies. If it's less than $40 worth of it, then you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll get that Bitcoin in your Bitcoin wallet with no fee whatsoever. You can use money order, check, or wire transfer, and it's easy. It's safe, it's fast, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. Go and get started. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's expresscoin.com. That is expresscoin.com. And once you get some Bitcoin, if you'd like to donate Bitcoin to Free Talk Live, you can go to our Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll get the Bitcoin address you'll need there to make that contribution. So once again, that's bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and you get your Bitcoins over at expresscoin.com. So, Mark, this young man being charged with a felony, I think your advice is the best advice here, and that is that he should not, under any circumstance, go back to within the walls or on this property of the school district. It's just not a safe place for children.
Yeah, I don't think you can specifically pick out Pasco County as and call it among the worst schools in America, but the numbers that we've seen here on the show is that on average 19% of students that graduate from government schools, and that's a really important word, graduate from government high schools, are functionally illiterate. And in some districts, as high as 40%. I have no idea what things are like in Pasco County, Florida. Being from Manatee County, Florida, I can say that when we played them in basketball, we'd make little jokes about how rednecky they were and that sort of thing. But, that's folks from Bradenton making fun of folks from Pasco, so I have no clue. So I would say on average, though, that you can generally expect that a government school is going to be the worst school in a given sort of geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad that you are forced to pay for it.
The only thing a government school is generally better than is another government school. So you can compare government school to government school and usually pick a winner.
Sometimes there are those like bad kid private schools out there that, like your kid's so bad, they have a private school that just sort of takes the bad kids.
Really? Was there one of those in Sarasota?
There was one in Bradenton.
Huh.
But I don't know I wouldn't say its name right now because maybe it's changed its brand or something like that. But there was a time when essentially this school was where the bad kids
interesting.
Went that either got suspended, and they didn't feel like they were getting a fair shake.
Was this private school getting payments from the government to accept
these
students?
I did not believe so. No, I don't think so.
It's interesting.
This would have been the late 80s that I'm talking about.
I remember hearing about the government schools that were for the bad kids, but I don't remember hearing about private schools.
I still think it's a very safe generalization to say that the government schools are generally the worst school in a given geographic
area. I think that's
true.
Yeah.
And that if you want to get a better education, that a private school is generally going to be a step up. And
homeschooling is going to be a step up from there.
Yeah, homeschooling, I think with more and more people getting into it, is not quite as academically, they don't stand out quite as much academically. So the homeschool students individually, you'll often find them, ruling the day at the spelling bees and these sorts of things. The competitions that are out there. But there's a lot more people trying homeschooling, a lot more people doing unschooling and these sorts of things. And so, you're getting, fewer of the academic standouts. One of the reasons that we choose to educate my son at home is because I don't want him being held back. His reading is really, really, he's well above grade level in reading. I don't want him getting the clue that, hey, there's other kids out there that can't read as well as me. Maybe I should be, maybe I'm pushing myself a little too hard there.
Right? Dial it back.
Right. I don't want him to get that clue.
Yeah, sure.
Last night he was in reading, one of his books, something Harry and Mudge or something like that, to the dog. I want as much of that going on as possible, and I don't want him being ruined by a teacher, frankly. exactly. You know, whatever the teacher's doing, they're teaching to 25 kids, especially in a government school. Maybe it's a fewer than that in a private school. But I don't want that happening. You know, like, we know exactly where he's at as far as reading level and math level and those sorts of things. And we can teach that far better than they can do in some other school. I don't want him ruined by this education system out there. All it's trying to do is sort of turn people into academics. I don't know if you people have any clue, but academics are poorly paid and generally not, you know, not armed to function in society. Yeah, I don't want my son to be an academic, necessarily.
I don't know if it's trying to do that. I think the school system's trying to turn people into worker drones for the most part. The people that are, that go on to college for many years, I guess you could describe them as academics.
I think that the school system was designed originally to create worker drones, but I don't think it's doing that now. I mean, what would be the point in creating worker drones?
To control people?
Okay, so yeah, I think you have the whole bells going off thing. Sure, that shows people.
Not just that, but just dumbing them down and training them to believe that they have to go to college, get a degree, get a career, retire, and then, you know, collect Social Security until they die.
That's not dumbing them down. That's socializing them to the government system.
Well, they also dumb them down at the same time. You don't want them to critically think. You don't want them to think outside of the box. You want them to accept what they're told as truth. You want them to, you know, gobble it up because the government system told them that. Their school told them X, Y, and Z, so it must be true. Don't question the official story. Don't question the government. Don't question authority. And then just go along with your life and follow that prescribed path. And everything will be fine, kids. Just do what we say.
I think that that's just a function of authority. That's just what happens. If you have a government in charge of students, you're going to have them doing just that. And that goes on in private schools, too. Private school teachers don't want you critically thinking. They want you to learn what's in the damn book.
Well, I can't say. I've never been to a private school, but I've heard people say nice things about the teachers at private schools.
I've been to private schools, too, but that doesn't mean that they want to teach you critical thinking skills. Critical thinking skills is really something you're going to have to teach yourself or have to teach your kid, because a teacher is not incentivized to teach critical thinking skills.
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, if that's what the parents want.
Why not a government school then?
Well, because government school doesn't want you to critically think.
I went to private school most of my life, and I can tell you that the teachers at Braden and Christian School had to control 25 students just like any other
school. Christian school. I mean, of course, they don't want you to critically think.
How many private schools out there do you think there are besides Christian schools? You got Christian schools, preparatory schools.
There's some elite schools out there, right? Where they teach, you know, kids sort of the outside.
I have no clue what they teach at these prep schools. I don't either,
but I imagine it's a completely different curriculum.
My parents paid for the best education that they were able to pay for in Bradenton, Florida, and they got just crappy old education.
855, 450, free. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When a dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll free to take control of the airwaves, as we like to say here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request to us there. It'll be approved once we notice it come in, and after that point, it'll be easy for you to call us and bring up whatever you would like. You can also join us online and help us out via the Free Talk Live AMP program. If you like what we're doing and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The $5 a month you send in via PayPal, through any major credit card, or via Visa or MasterCard right on our website, that $5 we will invest into Free Talk Live. We'll use that money to get on more great radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite footprint, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So please go and sign up at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget our African fundraiser going on right now. It's separate from the AMP program. Go to africa.lrn.fm. You can contribute whatever amount you want. There's some cool perks there, too. And then please share that if you haven't yet done so, africa.lrn.fm. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got a story about being in school and doing something that got either a ridiculous punishment or maybe would have gotten a ridiculous punishment had you been in school today rather than a decade or two decades ago. Mark, you graduated, what, the late 80s, early 90s?
Yep. Late 80s,
1988 or something like that.
Yeah.
Mine was 98 was when I graduated, and it was right after I graduated, I think, was when the Columbine thing happened. And a lot changed after the Columbine thing happened. That's certainly for sure. People got super, super sensitive about suggestions of violence, I guess. I mean, I've told the story before that when I was in school as a high schooler, I created a Doom modification for the video game Doom that created that turned all the monsters in the game to floating scanned heads from the yearbook of
teachers
and one other student as well, who was sort of the goody-goody little snitch in school. So I put him in there.
And apparently you were fond of this guy.
Yeah, nobody really liked this kid. Anyway, he was always brown-nosing up to the teachers and snitching on people and stuff like that.
I guess that makes more sense than anything else, honestly.
So each of these monsters in the game had been changed out. So you could play through the entire game and you would just constantly be facing these floating disembodied heads that would, you know, shoot things at you. And if you shot them, then they would die in a very gore-filled manner, as a teenage boy is wont to create if they have the technical ability. I'm sure if that was discovered today, then I would have been, charged with some kind of felony.
Isn't this Doom mod, wasn't this uploaded somewhere on the Free Talk Live BBS or something? I mean, somebody had it somewhere?
No, I don't think I ever found that thing again. Okay. It was, it slipped my grasp, one of the files that I did not hold on to over the years.
Yeah.
I don't believe that one exists anywhere. But nonetheless, it did happen, and I was responsible for it, and I suspect that if this young man had been found with a similar thing, he would have faced some charges for that. He's now facing felony charges for simply changing the background on a teacher's computer. I mean, this is part of what eighth grade boys do for fun, is access systems they're not supposed to access.
We had a story where a high school kid got suspended or something. I can't remember what it was, precisely the punishment, for creating, just writing a story that took place at the setting, was at school.
Yeah, that's
a
right.
A zombie story. And zombie stories have become very, very popular. So use a place that you're familiar with as a setting, and that's worthy of some kind of punishment or another. Schools have gone bananas.
It's insane.
And if you don't think you're going to create your kid as some little government sycophant by sending them there, I'd be worried.
Yeah, I'd be really concerned about it, no doubt about it. So, again, you can share your thoughts, share your experience. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I feel like there was one other thing I wanted to add, but I don't know, spacing on that. So, Mark, you've got a story.
Yeah, Eric Holder's mad. He's mad!
This is the Attorney General.
That's right, the Attorney General here. Eric Holder is mad because, apparently, Department of Justice employees just won't stay away from the hookers.
Oh, man.
It says here... He's sent out a memo in an all-news...
Where is this from?
This is from BusinessInsider.com, okay. But they have the memo there.
Oh.
In an all-new, all-staff memo issued on Friday, Eric Holder warned that such behavior could lead to being fired. The Department of Justice is measured by the conduct of those who work on its behalf. Yes, it is. And it's full of whoremongers, apparently.
Now, they're saying not to visit prostitutes, but they could still, like, be, pimps or whatever?
I shouldn't use the term whoremonger because that's an improper usage of it. That's a person that sells hookers
as
opposed to one that buys them. But
so this is a prohibition on using prostitutes as a customer, but they could, in theory, still... be a pimp for a prostitute.
I think it's ridiculous. Right? No, they certainly couldn't do that. But what's funny is that people that would propose to be the Department of Justice will go ahead and try people for, prohibition-type crimes.
Well, yeah. You could argue, though, that they aren't prohibiting prostitution at the federal level.
Yeah, I don't think they are at the federal level, but...
So it's not really hypocrisy, then?
Yes, it is. They're a bunch of law enforcers, and they're breaking the law.
Well, that's true. They are breaking state law. So, yeah. And I imagine prostitution is also illegal in D.C.
There's now a prohibition against them using them at all. So it doesn't matter where they go or what they do. If they go Amsterdam,
in another country.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They're not allowed to do that.
Is that what was happening? Was they were going to other countries and doing it? Or were they actually buying street hookers or whatever?
I don't know precisely. They're not very clear on
it. So we've only seen the memo. There's not evidence to accompany this.
And I love this part. The Department of Justice is measured by its conduct of those who work on its behalf. The solicitation of prostitution threatens the core mission of the department, not simply because it invites extortion, blackmail, leaks of sensitive or classified information, but because it also undermines the department's efforts at eradicating the scourge of human trafficking.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? If you want to eradicate human trafficking, legalize prostitution.
It'll go a long way.
It won't eliminate it completely, but it will definitely cut it down significantly. It's a horrible thing to, the sex trade of human beings. It's
to some extent, you have human trafficking going on in Europe for their prostitution there, is the claim. Is that, they'll tell these gals in countries where they don't make much money that, hey, you want to go to Europe and have a great job? Mm. We've got a great job for you doing something besides being a hooker. And
if
then
you leave, we'll kill your family.
And then they get them there, and then they can do whatever they want. I would say that to some extent, that has to do with the social welfare programs. Like, if you can live, get some kind of social welfare program that keeps you in reasonably good stead, then you're probably not going to want to be a hooker. But money does talk when it comes to these things.
James is in Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James. James in Kalamazoo, going once. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, I heard your topic, and it's kind of a funny thing. I witnessed this happen where there was a student in the high school that I went. He went to open a case for an instrument. A butter knife came out, and he got expelled permanently.
When was
permanently
this?
For a butter knife?
When was this?
This was mid-90s.
Wow.
I graduated. Yeah, he was in my band class. Literally, he opened up his instrument case, a butter knife came out, and he got expelled.
Man,
it's just shocking.
And just think what he could spread with that.
More so shocking that it happened in the mid-90s as well. I mean, I guess I always thought things were a little bit easier going. Which school district was this? Where did it happen?
This was in Portage, Michigan, which is a suburb of Kalamazoo. They had just recently instituted what they called a zero tolerance policy.
They're right about that.
Wow.
They're right about that. Yeah. They have zero tolerance. If a man drops a butter knife out of his trombone case and they suspend him, was this suspended or expulsion?
Said expelled.
Expelled.
Expulsion.
Jeez. Best thing that could ever happen to him, frankly.
Yeah, what did happen to him? Did he go and get homeschooling or something? Or do you know?
I'm not 100% sure. It was kind of a conundrum in the area. I mean, I'm not sure. As far as I know, he got accepted into another government school system
didn't learn his lesson.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, James, for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. And if you didn't get on tonight, well, no worries. We do the show 7 nights per week live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can, of course, join us anytime you like over at freetalklive.com on over 150 great radio stations around the country and internationally via satellite over Central and North America. We want to get back on over Africa, so help us with our African satellite fundraiser over at africa.lrn.fm. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at a low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week at beautifully distressed clip strand bamboo. It's easy to install, and now it's $229. That's about half what you'll pay at other stores. Plus 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $169 and 12-month special financing. You trust our value. We value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.